morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. And this is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my clairvoyant, psychic, multidimensional vision. Sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome and encourage you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any kind of question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And the first way we do the show is before we start, I'd like to tell all the listeners that we have a format. It's four 15-minute segments. In the first segment, I talk about a tip of the day, or today we're going to talk about different and upcoming events. And today is a special day because I'm going to be with you for 2 full hours. And so usually Dr. Pat comes out in afterwards, and I'm going to be a guest host on her show, and I'll be doing it. So we have open phone lines for pretty much 2 hours. And to get to your any kind of questions, it's exciting times, and it's March 1st too. So we do, again, a tip of the day, then we open up the phone line. So you could be prepared and ready. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And we open up those lines, and again, after the first break. I do want to talk about some up-and-coming events. Spring has sprung. It's finally March. I know a lot of people, it's been feeling like energetically January, February, then it's like almost like a new year now. A lot of times people, well, when you think about it, even energetically, the winter, even if you live in, I used to live out in California, and even though I'm from the East Coast, I still would notice if it was even beautiful, sunny, that there's still a collective part of the winter where we need a time to go in as far as our cave period, our hibernation period. And even again, if you live in, when it's where it's somewhere sunny and nice, there's still important time with that. And the Chinese medicine, they talk about the season changes, how you should even change your diet. And that's not only the Chinese medicine, and Ayurvedic medicine too. They talk about different spices to add in, different elements to have, how to change things around. Because what they recognized is that being energetic beings and being that everything is energy, when there's a change of season, there's the elements that come to support you more. Different things that herbs and vitamins that can support you more, because there is, it helps you with the change of season. And so seeing that it's again at March 1st, a lot of people during January and February kind of do a hibernation period. It's a great time to go in and revitalize yourself, clean your rooms out, clean your closets out. And so March is a great time, especially in the beginning of the month, to start really picking up on anything that you kind of put off, any kind of early spring cleaning. Be the one that does it early. Think of the early bird gets the worm. So the more you're able to work with the energy shifts that are happening right now, because they're going to be really happening faster and faster, meaning that we're constantly getting love washes is what I call them. We're constantly getting these energy washing. It's like a big cream rinse going through our energy hair, getting our snarls out. So the more we work with it, the more we're open and saying, get that cream rinse, take it in our energy hair, allow it to take those knots out, the more we literally create an increase in our vibration rate, our frequency rate. And the more we do that, the more our life goes smoother, the less static we have, the less static cling we have, the more we have more flow in our life. And so I have some up-and-coming events that I did want to tell these listeners, you guys, the KKNW and CBS Radio listeners, that we have the gathering this Friday night, and you can listen again from the comfort of your home wherever you are. And this is a series. You can either sign up for one class or you could sign up for the whole series. And so that is this March 5th, Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. And this is where I'll give you up-and-coming information, the latest information I get from my guides, from which I call the 12-12 Council, and to tell you what's happening. So again, how to support your life better, what's the different shifts that are happening, because we get kind of energetic hits in the money department, in the love department, in the our personal relationship department. So when you have knowledge is empowerment, the more you work with it, the more you live an empowered life. And so again, that's on this Friday. It is taped. You could get MP3s or CDs with it. And if you're not available to listen that day, again, you can listen to it over and over again when you join. I'm also very excited about the new revised mentorship program. Actually, it shouldn't even be called revised because I totally changed the whole format of it. So many people have asked for private teachings and mentorships and over the years, and I can't do one-on-one. Many people wanted me to do one-on-one, so I just couldn't do it. So I came up with a program, a mentorship program. And so this is where we are at the six-month program. We meet every 6 weeks for a couple hours. But you're supported between the 6 weeks. You have, quote, homework. You have your list of things that you can do. And you have, again, exercises, attunements, and you'll be handed pamphlets. Like it's, you're in a course. And also in between the 6 weeks, you have email access to talk to other classmates, to talk to myself, so you could get updates about what's happening. And what we're going to be covering and talking about is a lot of times I studied shamanism, and I was in that class for 6 years. I've studied many, many different traditions. And all of those different studyings that I've done, it really helped me understand what I was seeing. It doesn't matter that I was born with sight. We're all born with some sort of intuitive. The sixth sense is a natural sense. It's just that we're starting to finally understand that as a culture, as a race. We're starting to really wake up that it's nothing special about it. It's actually part of an enhanced ability of our other senses, our sight, our hearing, our clear knowing. So it's an enhanced part of it. And so as we evolve, that's going to evolve. And so what we're doing is through the mentorship program is talking about our mystical history, the ancient mystical history teachings. We're going to be awakening the mystic within you, opening and strengthening your multidimensional sight, and how to get past the veil or the matrix, the two bands that hold us back into this 3D separation world, clearing out inaccurate information. There's a lot of inaccurate information out there. Activating the Holy Trinity, and that's the energy field. Seeing everything as energy, talking to how important that is, and becoming the center of your own universe, and tools and teaching to activate, realign, reconnect to your original blueprints. And so, again, this normally was $1,500. It's now $777, but we're bringing it back down to $700. And we're also giving away, if you sign up this week, an essential oil that is I'm going to pick for your energy field. So I will pick and tap into your energy field and pick an essence that is for you. And so seeing that the seasons are changing, that this will be perfect for you, that helps align. Aromatherapy has been around for thousands of years, and these are high-quality essences that I use. And so I will be tapping into your energy fields and pick the one that will support you through the next 6 months when we are doing the classes. Also, I will be giving you a Bach flower remedy, and there's anywhere up to 7 different remedies. And if you bought that alone, that would be alone $70. And so we will be giving you a Bach flower remedy that, again, goes along with your own unique energy field. We also will be giving you the Body Temple CD where you can listen to that. That's a CD that I made that is a group of exercises, and we also have a calendar going out. So we're giving a lot of incentive giveaways. So if you say that you heard it on KKNW or CBS Radio, and that is the mentorship class that is coming up this Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. And again, if you are not available to do this on that day, it will be taped, and there will be MP3s and CDs of it that everyone will be getting, and so that is available too. We also have the frequently asked questions that is available. That was a free class that the information is on the internet, and we have a couple mini Lightstream Lives coming up. We have the next one is March 13th. It's a Saturday afternoon. We thought it would be pretty fun to have it do it on a Saturday afternoon for a change. Usually those are on Friday night, and again, you don't have to be living in the East Coast to be able to attend to those. Everyone is guaranteed a reading. And you can do that via phone. And a lot of times, I just did one Friday night, people love it because they get information from other people's readings. And so it's a max of 10 people, and everyone, again, gets their own reading. So those are called Mini Lightstream Live. So we have a lot of stuff coming up and out. And also an exciting class on Sunday, March 21st, and that is from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's perfect because that's the spring equinox weekend. So a perfect time to be able to navigate as a multidimensional being. And this, again, is a teleclass. Registration is quite required, and it's only $22. And we hear that we're multidimensional beings and living in a multidimensional universe a lot these days. And I've said it many times that we're at the tip of the iceberg of understanding what it means to be multidimensional. And there's a lot of confusion or misconceptions out there today. And so I'm going to be laying down a solid foundation for you to understand what multidimensionality is all about. And the topics to be discovered is what is multidimensional living, how to strengthen your awareness to navigate through the multidimensional states, entering into the celestial realms, out-of-body experiences versus in-body experiences, protection for multidimensional, quote, travel, quote, past life, parallel life, multidimensional living, tools, exercise, meditations to bring you to the different dimensions and consolidate your energy, then expansion. So, again, that is March 21st, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is a Sunday. And I repeat, again, all my classes are televised, and they are on playback, so you can listen to them immediately. If you were not able to make it that day and you come home that night, you can hear it. It's an immediate playback. So that's up-and-coming events, and we're going to go to our first break, and we're open up those phone lines, and we'll be answering any and all of your questions. So you listen to Carrie O'Connor's show. Be back in a few.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Let Aquamantra's I Am Loved premium natural spring water help you find the love within yourself. Say the words, I am loved, with every conscious sip, because the quality of your thoughts creates the quality of your life. Pick up a case of Aquamantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles on sale at aquamantra.com/I am loved. And know you are loved.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have junk in your trunk? Are there backseat drivers in your life? Do you use your horn to communicate your wants and desires? Grab hold of your Wheel of Life today with our exclusive how-to program, Are You in Your Driver's Seat? It contains 3 books-in-1, a driver's manual, a personal maintenance log, and owner's manual. You can go it alone or work with one of our pit crew members. When you get in trouble on the road of life, pull into the pit. $25 per half-hour session for Dr. Pat listeners. Visit EmergeCoachingServices.com. Get in your driver's seat today.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we are opening up those phone lines, and again, we're going to be here for 2 hours today. So the phone number is 1-800-930-2819, and Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan, and we'll take Gretchen. She's calling in from San Francisco, California. She wanted to know if her finances are going to be turning around for the good. Some of us are really definitely looking at that route. So Gretchen, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Gretchen. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Hi, Carrie.
So what's going on with finances turning around?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at one of you. I'm looking at your energy. I'm seeing the paternal grandmother coming in, and she's bringing a great-grandmother in. She's also showing you the number 444, and I'm watching your right hip taking like this turn toward the left side from now to April. So think of today's March 1st, and then April is the month of four. And so when they hand you a number, they like to give us number smells and birds to let us know that they're around. So think of those ladies in particular, paternal grandmother and great-grandmother, are coming in to help guide you. And actually, it's very interesting because they come in with these very big hats, and it's like feathers in your hat. And then I go down to the great-grandmother, and when I look at the very last feather, I see this very cool peacock feather hat. So there's the eye of a peacock in the middle of the feather, and there's a lot of beautiful cobalt blues and all that. And so what does that mean? That means the feather in the cap means, yes, increasing of finances. And it's more than just the money, because the money is an equal exchange of energy, and that's exactly what it is. And so when we clear out our second chakra, which we hold our money part in the second chakra, we open up to more opportunities of money. So when the ladies are coming in particular, they're talking about past patterns within the family side and generational patterns on the mom side, where you're more used to giving out energy, time, helping people than taking in. And right now, and even over the last 4 years, Gretchen, the last 4 months, and right now from now to April, you're balancing your whole energy field, meaning that you're saying to the universe that you're more willing to receive, take in opportunities, take in universal energy, take in money, which is, again, equal exchange of energy. So they do encourage you to that there's a big turning around. But what they keep on emphasizing is don't be surprised by seeing different kind of feathers in the oddest kind of places. When I've heard this before with a client, her son crossed over and she saw a feather in the middle of a jewelry store there was no birds. And it was not a feather from a pillow. It was a feather from a bird. And so, you don't have to go crazy looking, but I know they're going to be sending you feathers. And that's again, a sign of to look up and out, meaning to look when sometimes when we're, worried about something, we contract our energy and we get all staticky about it. Think of when you see the feathers and when you see the number 444, tap into your energy. Ask yourself, am I holding a posture, an energetic posture that's contracted and holding back, or am I opening my energy field to the infinite energy, to the infinite possibilities? And again, they're showing an opportunity to see for opportunities, money opportunities to come down into the 3D world, which is the physical world, coming up from now to April. So, and if they're talking about a big break. It's like getting a big break. And whenever I see this, it sounds like an odd symbol of mine, but it's a Kit Kat bar, and they have that commercial, "Give me a break." And so, it's a good symbol. So when I see that. And it's think of serotonin is a great uplifter, so they're even giving you the chocolate. So, yes, money changing, and especially from now to April, and it is a big break is what they're saying. And, again, they want to emphasize, and even when I go back down to when you were 4 years old, what you're doing is clearing out programs that were put in consciously, unconsciously, in our your energy field that had to do with receiving money, receiving energy is what it is. And so sometimes people play it out in partnerships. Sometimes people do it money. Sometimes people do it job, career, all that stuff. But there's a real turning around in that corner. And it's interesting because they keep on pointing to your right hip, too. And it's like I'm seeing it where it looks like it has a perpendicular angle. And so think of that's where in the past, Gretchen, it could have felt like you had to bump your way through life, or trying to, they're putting you in a symbolic like football helmet or like the football gear outfit, and that's not part of your energy. You have a natural flow, feminine flow energy, and this is what's great about the energy that's coming up now and forever. It's bringing back the divine feminine. It's the divine goddess energy is coming back to bring ourselves, us in balance, and we all have male and feminine, female energy, and so there's a part when you've had to go out and again, use the yang energy. It's like against the grain of what your energy naturally flows. So with the energy of the divine feminine coming in, it really allows you to open up that whole, again, left side to be open to more money opportunities. And so all of that's really good. So not only increasing with the money department, though, but they keep on emphasizing the feathers on the cap. That means self-esteem, self-worth, to be your own drummer, really feeling happy, more joy. I'm seeing your shoulders going back and your heart opening up. And so that's really good signs of feeling I could take a breath, relax, ground, all of that stuff, be here in this world right now. And all of those are really good things. So that's great.
Wonderful.
Good for you.
Wow, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work, my dear.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819 for the Kerry O'Connor Show. Sorry about that, Kerry. I was trying to get off the line there real fast so I can get you more information from your callers.
All righty.
Let's see here. Let's go with Melissa. Actually, she's calling in from Kirkland, Washington. She was just looking for a general reading. Maybe she thought of a question now. She was kind of curious on, you know, didn't have one in the beginning, but maybe she does now. Melissa, welcome to the show. Hello, Melissa.
Thank you.
Oh, there you are.
Yep. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Good, thanks.
How can I help
you? I keep seeing the number 22 everywhere, and I also have for months keep seeing the number 11.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of understand what 11 means, but I'm not really clear on why I keep seeing 22 all the time.
Well, a lot of times 11, especially if you've seen 11 for a long time, 11 is the master numbers. Think of 11, 22, 33, 44. It's another symbol of mastery. And so, and especially if you, again, are familiar with seeing 11s around. So the 22 is like a graduation or a mastery step from 11. So that's another good sign. And all of it has to do with many, many, many things. But just to keep it real simple, and especially right now because I'm seeing the 22s, and also, you know, Melissa, pay attention to, because I've been seeing a lot of this lately, I call it the mirror numbers, or I'll see like a 12 and then I'll see a 21 and they're mirroring each other, because if you put it in a mirror, it's actually 12-12, and or like a 14-41. So if you, again, put it, it's like the mirror numbers, and so that's part of another sign and symbol of, not only are guides, angels are around us, it's the universal energy talking to us. Everything's a mirror. We have our Luna energetic self that are right, a mirror image of us. And so when I'm watching the 22s, I'm seeing a lot of twos. And so the twos, numerologically, when you line them all up, means the ones indicate new beginnings. But the twos are all about things happening in the physical 3D world. So the new beginnings are when we get rid of the weeds, put the Miracle-Gro down, plant our seeds. And the two part is when we start getting seedlings and starting to have our ideas and seeds getting planted into the universal energy and start having things happen in the 3D world. And so that's another good sign of things coming to fruition. So I would really encourage you to, especially because what you're tapping into is master numbers, and mastery is looking at where you have achieved things. So look in the past, especially I'm seeing a grandfather coming in, and he's pointing to when you are 22 years old to 25 years old, and I'm seeing the Virginia Slim commercial, "You've come a long way, baby." And then he's also pointing to the father side of the generational patterns going back to great-great-great-grandfather. So think of, and he also keeps on wanting to emphasize the name Virginia, because I'm hearing, yes, to Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. And so when I hear those kind of things, they want to, A, recognize the name Virginia, Ginny, Ginger, something along those lines. And even it could be the state of Virginia. And if it doesn't make sense now, just tuck it in your head. It doesn't have to be a dead person. It could be very much a live person that's coming in or around you as somebody helping, as a friend, a helper, a guider, that somebody that gives us directions to talk about, bring us to another step, a stepping stone kind of person. But the biggest thing that they're also emphasizing is on the right side is where it's our male side, connecting to the males and fathers lineage, but there's a sense of mastery, meaning taking and changing generational patterns that were on the dad's side in particular, and especially since the last, since you were 22 to 24. We all get influenced by our parents, our lineage as part of our gig here. So there's a great leap with this is what they're showing, because I'm watching them climbing up like a symbolic mountain and feeling like it's slippery and sliding down and then climbing up and sliding down. So there's a sense of struggle or hard work has to, we have to struggle through life, or we have to hang, there's life has to do with struggle and suffering. And or just when you get about to get to the top, you go sliding down, or there's a sense of my worst nightmare happening, that I'm going to pull in that brass ring and then I can't pull it all in. So there's a sense of that in the generational patterns. And so this is where you're putting all of those messages behind you, meaning energetically you're saying that could be their experiences. It could be what I came in here, because we all come in here with themes. We all pick the perfect parents and grandparents and society and culture to mirror our themes to us. And so when there's when you start seeing a lot of master numbers, it's a sign from your higher self, your guides, your angels, family members, that you have mastered that, that you are working on not believing that or not putting more energy into that than you are. So it opens up to new beginnings. So think of this as a perfect new beginning time for you, and having things happen in the 3D world. So that's perfect. So very good for you. So it's like you've graduated from the 11s, and now you're moving on to the 22s. And so that's very cool.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Melissa, for calling in. And that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And, Carrie, how about we run off to a quick break and pay our sponsors?
Very good.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I am here with you for till the top of the hour. Actually, I'm here with you for the next couple of hours. And so, Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
Yeah, and it's kind of like a sale. Today only.
Exactly.
You get two hours.
Today only. Two hours.
Right, exactly. 2 hours of the Kara O'Connor Show brought to you by the Dr. Pat Show. And we will now run off to our phone lines, and we have Mary calling in from Seattle. She has a question about her property. Mary, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm glad to be with you.
Very good.
I just wanted to... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you if you see us making the right decisions with regards to the experts and legal advice that we're doing with regards to selling our property, and if there's any cautionary, anything you need to let us know.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing I'm seeing is that I'm seeing a right ear that looks like a male's ear, and the right ear is very big, and so that whenever I see like Dumbo ears, that's one of my symbols of being really hearing loud and clear. It means everything else, but it means extended hearing, listening, and sometimes it even means over-listening, and I'm seeing the ear like... your hand is underneath your ear, so there's a real, almost like waiting for a pin to drop or listening for a pin to drop. But it's kind of interesting because I see a flap going over. So what does that mean? That means the ear flapping over. And so sometimes we could overstretch. It's almost like this is, I don't want my worst nightmare to happen. It'd be horrible if my worst nightmare to happen. It's my worst, you know. And so it's like an extra stretched, intense period because nobody wants their worst nightmare to happen. And so what I'm seeing is, and then we could create static, and then we could listen to stuff where it's like we're learning how to live with a loose outline is what I call it. And so it's getting into our feelings versus our logic or our thinking, which will cause static, and then it will cause us to go, here we go around the Moby Bush, and then we could be hearing things that aren't necessarily there. So when I'm looking at that floppy air, I'm seeing, long story short, it's good. Listen to the information. You dotted your T's, you crossed your I's, and I'm seeing you guys are on things. It's not like you're just, some people don't pay attention and they just shove things along and they just, you know, sign their name and not really look at stuff. I'm not seeing you guys are like that. If anything, I see it's like a fine-tooth comb and there's a magnifying glass. And so I'm seeing that you guys are going to be fine with this and think of sailing through it. I'm seeing literally sailboats. I'm seeing breath of fresh air. I'm seeing clear air, spring air, like ocean air, which has a lot of those negative ions, which are so good for us. And so they make us feel free. They make us feel good. So all of that looks really good, Mary. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mary.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
A wonderful day.
Thanks, Mary, for calling in. So that leaves another line open here at the Kara O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We'll head off to Bellevue, Washington. Now we have Linda calling in. She's getting distracted by some male energy, some new male energy, and she needs a little bit of guidance around it. So, Linda, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just got out of a kind of long relationship, like 5 years, and I'm getting distracted by somebody else.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see what you thought about it, if you got any readings.
Okay, all right. When did
from
you,
him or...
did you just get out in January of this
yeah.
January? Okay, all right. What I'm seeing, Linda, is that sometimes we have people that are like stepping stone people or bridger people, and right now
yeah.
I'm seeing, especially with you from March to May, with I'm watching your right arm with a weight in it, and whenever I see it, that's one of my symbols, and especially the weight looks like, just like when we do arm exercises, it looks like a 5-pound weight going to a 10-pound, 15-pound weight. Think of this time from now to March to May, it would be a wonderful time for you to exercise your right side of your body. So that's literally trying to get used to having your right side of your body without a relationship. 5 years is a long time to be in a relationship. It's not, it's just like not like a 2 month or 3 month, 5 months, 6 months, you know, it's 5 years is we get energy patterns and we form them with the person. So when we get out of those patterns, then we are used to standing on our own self energetically. So does that mean you can't necessarily date when you're in the period? No, it's just if you feel like you want to jump in full steam ahead, that kind of deal.
No.
You know, it's like that saying, if it's meant to be that, you know, you let him go, and if it's meant to be that, they'll come back. And so I'm seeing this period right now of you really quickly exercising that arm. And I also see, Linda, that you could have broken up in January, but I'm watching you March of 2009, that you've already started energetically separating. And when people do that, they are earlier, they're more prepared to go into a relationship versus those people that are devastated or surprised by the breakup. And so, but so you started back out again energetically last year. And so, again, there's a part of you. But this is a really great time for him. Seeing all this yellow going into your third chakra, so that self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. And I'm also seeing a big Michael or a big M, M-M-M. And I feel I might even be going to a middle name with that. And it's just like they're doing it in the air. Then they're flipping around, and then it looks like a W. And so I don't know why they're showing me that. But it's almost like this Hollywood sign that's in the movies, where you just see the big letters like that. And could be something, but don't get hang up and only go out with a Michael or whatever. It could be connected to the names, make sense later. But the biggest message right now is that when I'm looking at not only that yellow energy going to your third chakra, I'm seeing this big stretching period. I'm watching your thymus pop open. And I really like that, because that's my symbol of opening up to unconditional love, learning what unconditional love is. And we can't give out what we don't have ourselves. And so if we don't learn to love ourselves, to think ourselves as whole, holy, and complete within ourselves, and at least practice and exercise that as we're learning, and to hold our energetic weight and just be stronger and stronger within our core, then we can't give it out in a relationship. So look in the past and really think, Linda, of what was the theme of that relationship? What did I learn from that relationship? And then you're not going to bring it over to the next one. And what is this guy that you're interested in? What is his name?
Do I have to say?
No, you don't. You don't. You don't. All I'm hearing is Rich. I'm hearing Rich, like as in R-I-C-H, but my father-in-law's name is Rich, and his name is Richard, you know what I mean? And so people call him Rich. And, what I'm actually, it's interesting, then they nickname him, sometimes people call Rich Dick, you know, so there's something along the nickname of Richard, so that could be connected to his lineage, but it's interesting, though, that there's something about the energy that I see. He's got a lot of yellow, and so that means that he's going in, igniting your yellow. So there is like a tuning fork effect, and so that's great. So take that in as you have your own energetic autonomy and visualize yourself in a dressing room. You're trying on all different things. And sometimes those pulls can be really strong, Linda, especially when you're already a place in the past guy in your history behind you, which I read is the history, which is good. And also this guy, again, he's carrying and bringing in the color that you're bringing in right now, the most of them. We're all tons of colors, but there's a part that's his majority, a lot of his color that he's pushing toward you right now. And or that he pushes out to the world, I should say. And that, again, is exactly what it's like you're filling yourself up with that color because it was drained with the past relationship. So when we get filled up, a lot of times we can say, oh, my God, they're filling us up. But what we want to remember is that we're filling ourselves up. And there it goes back to the weight, that we're taking accountability, responsibility. And I literally, Linda, I'm seeing a great big hand doing infinity eight by putting your hands on your abdomen and doing sideways eights. It's connecting those meridians on the getting the right side and the left side of the body talking together, which is going to help accelerate that. And again, I see the guy jumping forward and jumping back, and this is the new guy. And so it's like he takes two steps forward, then he steps back, two steps forward, takes back. And I do have to say that when it gets into March, April, it looks like what I see when I look at these like slave bracelets or those things that they put on slaves, those ankle things. I see that he's got one, especially where it looks like he doesn't, then all of a sudden it looks like it goes around his right ankle, and this is from March to April. And so when I see one of those, that means to me can be stuck work-related or stuck into old situations or old patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So just be mindful of, is there a residual old pattern? What did my past relationship teach me about old patterns, what I don't want to see in patterns?
Mm-hmm.
What is my generational pattern on my dad's side that I came here to learn, or even in general, what are my patterns that I came here to learn? And especially when
mm-hmm.
I see any kind of thing, when that symbol in general means to me, like having this sense of carrying on generational patterns that aren't supportive to individualization, flight, and freedom of flight. But I'm also, again, seeing that there's a part where you guys are acting like tuning forks with each other, so that means helping, activating, and that
mm-hmm.
you could be helping him get that
mm-hmm.
Ball and chain off of his right
mm-hmm.
foot.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of interesting is that it seems like March through May, it seems like it doesn't appear as much now, and March to May, it looks like it starts getting in colored in more. So what does that mean? That
mm-hmm.
means that if he doesn't continue to take the energy, he could feel more tied down, and or you could see where patterns, he could be stuck in patterns, and just be have your eyes wide open, Linda, and really
mm-hmm.
enjoy yourself, to enjoy filling yourself up with yourself, and because
mm-hmm.
your third chakra was very depleted with the past relationship,
mm-hmm.
so it's like a sense of a butterfly learning to fly, or like a beautiful bird that was caught in a very small cage, and now you're learning
mm-hmm.
to extend your wings again. So enjoy that
mm-hmm.
flight, enjoy the view, look at everything with that bird's eye view, and
mm-hmm.
you know, up your ante. You expect the best, and you get the best, and so
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm
mm-hmm.
seeing. You're fine tuning within yourself. That goes back to the
mm-hmm.
exercise in the arm. Okay, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So much. Thank
You're
you
welcome,
so much.
Hon. You're welcome. You have a great day. And we're going to go back to the last break of the day, and for this hour, then we'll be back after these short few minutes.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Terry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with eCloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com. 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we are going back to those phone lines. And Benny, who's up?
All right. Who is up? Up to hit one out of the park. It's going to be Claire. She's calling in from Fredericksburg, Virginia. She had a question about some dreams she's been experiencing, so let's bring her on the air. And Claire, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Hi, thank you. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Claire?
Oh, okay. Wanted to tell you how much I appreciated your reading a few weeks ago.
Thank you.
And I remembered this morning that you were on this radio show, and I thought about trying to call, and then I got busy with things, and I was in my kitchen, and I looked up, and the clock said 1:11, and it just seemed like I was supposed to call you.
Very good.
I said, oh, yeah, she's on the show. I don't know if you saw that email or not, but... maybe it wasn't long after having that reading with you. My husband and I were watching the DVD, What the Bleep Do We Know?
Yep.
Which was real interesting. And I don't usually remember my dreams. And I think this is probably pretty significant because when I woke up, well, that night I had the dream. When I woke up in the morning, I realized that I had seen myself flying through a house.
Flying through a house?
Uh-huh. Cool. And I think a house is your soul, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, and the house represents ourself, represents our soul. Yeah, represents, our energy. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just like watching myself. I was just like, oh, wow. You know, I saw myself like going down a staircase and going into, you know, different rooms. And, and I just thought that had to really mean something.
Cool. Especially and then a few... when you're going down the stairs, a lot of times that means down is deep in the
subconscious.
And also down is, everyone always thinks we have to go up, 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 and actually the up is into the unconscious collective soup. Down is actually the way that you want to go, so it's kind of interesting. So that's about, so you went down the stairs and you were flying more?
Yes, it's like I was just going in the different rooms of a home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the house I'm in now, but it it felt like, you know, a house that I probably lived in.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I just remember kind of going down because it was like I didn't want to bump myself going down.
Cool.
And then a few nights ago, I had a dream that had balloons, but they were being held. But I think...
I'm sorry, you're going in and out. I'm having a little trouble.
Yes, balloons.
Okay, all right, cool.
But the balloons were being held in my hand.
Uh-huh.
And I think they might have been with, like, small gift items or something.
Yep.
How would you interpret that?
That's cool. Well, and especially that dream preceded the dreams where you were flying?
No, the balloons came after.
Okay. All right. Either way. So think of the flying, especially whenever we have, like, houses or whatever, a lot of times what I see that as, what you're doing, Claire, is you're starting to bridge over and open up that, we're in that bridging period, that rainbow bridging period, which is very significant, and that flying, we fly all the time as far as in our dream time, where this is the only dimension where we could be stuck in that 3D reality. So the flying part is going between the different rooms, the different dimensions, the different rooms in the house. The house feels familiar because it's part of you going to different aspects of yourself, going to literally to other dimensions, because we are multidimensional beings in a multidimensional universe. And so it's a little bit of both, because we tap into with the dimensions with our multidimensional self. So that's very cool. And the balloons with the gifts on it, the way I see that too, as the way your son just gave me the strong thing, is think of the air gives you flight, which brings you more gifts, more presence, and that the presence on the string allows you to ground, because the too much air gets us out of flight. So it's like a lot of times when I see helium balloons, it's where people hold like hopes, dreams, and desires, and they can't pull them into their energy fields because they still have a belief system that has it consciously or unconsciously. They can't believe that they could attain it or they're not worthy of it. And so when it's weighted down by a gift, it's like what it's showing me is that it's your anchoring that energy of flight into your energy field, gifts into your energy fields to be able to go between those dimensions, to fly between the dimensions, to that we're going to be realizing more and more and more that all of the other dimensions are all around us in the 3 to 4 feet around us, that we have these all these multi-dimensions, and it's a fascinating time. So you're obviously opening up to our multi-dimensional universe and opening up to your multidimensional self, which is a fancy word for the angel self in a lot of ways. And the more you tap into clearing your energy field, the more you tap into getting out the energetic snarls, the more we have access to those celestial realms. And so that's really cool. And the gifts, again, the way I see that is the gifts are the gifts that we can get from the celestial realm. They help raise our vibration. They give us, they do energetic downloads on us. And even if we don't remember everything, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Sometimes it's just like an energy download, but those downloads are very significant because they're upgrading our energy frequency. So that's very cool. I would encourage you to do a dream journal, Claire, and have those write those. Even if it's a bit and piece, sometimes a tiny little sentence or 3 or 4 words could be very real significant when you start putting the pieces together bit by bit. So you're obviously doing the following from the reading that we had as far as the experience in the Rainbow Bridge.
That all happened after your reading.
That's very cool. That's very
cool. Yeah, and then watching that film. So that's encouraging to me because the last few days have been really hard. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, energy goes up and down, right?
That's right. And so, and you know, it is clear, especially because you said that important thing that sometimes things could be really hard, or you lost your son, and so sometimes it's like a good day, then the next day it's a all over raw, just like it happened yesterday day.
Right.
It's the how fast.
And March is a difficult month, both my children's birthdays.
I was just going to say the birthday month. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm seeing the. Think of the. It's the tools of how we can get ourselves back into that alignment part as far as the, not back into alignment, but being able to, when we're feeling that that stabbing pain, how we can flip it around, and even remembering the flying dreams or doing your writing, it allows us to get out of, think of that doorway of grief, of agony, of the daggers is there, and it pulls us up. It pulls us into it at days, and that's part of the grief process. But when we are able to then say, okay, I'm experiencing this, but I also can, and like bridge over to those flying periods, to your poetry, to that kind of those things. At times, other times we need a grief day, and that's all we need to do is pull the shades down and go to bed and pull the covers over our head if that's what you feel that's what you need. But
and when I was getting ready to go to bed last night, the little chandelier in my bathroom just started to flicker and flicker.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I think that was
your son was letting you know that he was in and around saying good night to you.
Yeah. And do you think, Carrie, when my phone lights up, is that Graham?
Yes.
That's what I think. Because, I mean, most every day, I mean, phones don't turn themselves on, do they?
Uh-huh. That's cool.
It'll just light up. The screen will light up blue.
Uh-huh.
And it'll often happen at times when I think, you know, it means something, too. And then I look at the numbers, you know, the Angel Numbers book, and I think maybe are those messages, too, to look at the numbers?
Yes, sometimes. Yeah, a lot of times the numbers are very significant, too. And actually, I just heard Graham say pay attention to what I was just saying to the other caller as far as what I call the mirror numbers. I've been seeing a lot of these. Besides the angel numbers like 444, 555,
right.
22's master, I've been seeing like the reverse numbers. Like again, like the example I used, 12 and then 21 or 13, 31 or things, numbers reversing. And so if you were to put a mirror, it's a mirror reverse. And so it's another sign of that we live in this reflective mirror world. Our etheric energy body is right outside of our physical body, and everything is a mirror. And so whenever I start, I've been seeing a lot of those lately, more than the angel numbers, to reflect the mirror numbers, and that's a download period too. I know that's a huge downloading period, and again, even if part of our multidimensional self is getting the meat of the download, that's still part of who we are. So the more we have access to that, the more we stay in our core, the more we clear out the pain and just to be able to tap into our essence, our heart chakra grow and expand, the more we understand those downloads and or the frequency, the higher the frequency, the more we have access to those other realms. And so,
and the 9/11 falls in with those other numbers too, right?
Absolutely.
Because I've been seeing a lot of 9/11s, and I didn't realize that was so significant.
Yes, 9/11, and especially 9/11, a lot of people, even before the 9/11, the day 9/11, but now after the 9/11 event, we have a collective message of the 9/11 was huge ending, you know, and so endings to that really opened up new beginnings if you look at it from a very bigger picture, and so it had people gather together, it had all that. And you know what? We are going to have to take a break, and we're going back to another hour of I Will Be Doing the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. We'll be back in a few.